This is Scott Craig, Public Policy Advisor for KLMP. I don't know if you get the Rapid City Journal and noticed that twice in the opinion section under Hours, a column written to express the opinion of the journal itself, that the journal believes that the governor should veto House Bill HB 1217 and, quote, put his personal conviction aside. Now, HB 1217 has already passed the House, and it awaits only the governor's signature to become law. Part of HB 1217 requires that women seeking abortions must first seek counseling regarding the abortion and consider all options. Now, HB 1217 also requires that doctors in South Dakota must tell any woman seeking an abortion that she is terminating the life of a, quote, whole, separate, unique, living human being, unquote. And the journal sees something wrong with a doctor telling a pregnant woman the obvious. Well, it's obvious to people like me who are pro-life, but to those who are pro-death or pro-choice. Wait a moment. Pro-choice. It sounds almost positive, doesn't it? It doesn't quite have the ring to it as pro-death, but that's all pro-choice is. When was the last time a pro-choice person stood for the choice for life part of the choice to be made regarding the baby in a woman's womb? Oops, I'm blowing their cover. Either way, those who are pro-choice will always have a hard time with language like that found in HB 1217 that says that a woman having an abortion is terminating the life of a whole, separate, unique, living human being. Because if they were to acknowledge this, then they'd have to face the fact that they are, in fact, guilty of murder. Now, the journal says that Governor Dugard should put his personal convictions aside. Well, I guess the state legislature should as well, because HB 1217 passed both houses. Sorry, pro-choicers. South Dakota voted these new legislators in, most of which because they had a pro-life ticket. I guess the journal should tell the state of South Dakota to put its pro-life convictions aside. I don't know. Well, it's my conviction that the Rapid City Journal should put its opinions aside so that it could be the unbiased news source a paper is expected to be. Well, why don't you write Governor Dugard and thank him in advance for signing HB 1217 into law like he has already promised to do? Things are looking up for South Dakota. For KLMP, this is Scott Craig, Public Policy Advisor.